We saw last time that we have to connect the Torah in a very personal way that we saw. This is an obligation, and when we don't do it, we'll be thrown out. The Golus is coming on this. Then we'll be thrown out of Golus, because that's what the Pasuk says, that we are going into Golus. Simcha, according to Rabbi Yisrael, means that you are making avodas Hashem with a personal resonance. That's what simcha means. So when you don't do it, you are not avod Hashem, besimcha ubetuv leivov, then you'll be thrown out. So it's a necessity. It's not only a maila, that you have to find your own way to relate to Torah. You have to find that. What is your own way? And that's a big work. We saw that by the Gdei Le'olam. That Gdei Le'olam, the way you knew them, they were relating to Torah in their own way. Rav Eliyashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman were two different stories. That another, you would call that a success story. That means they're relating to Torah in your own way, that makes you succeeding in Torah. But they have their own, everyone had his own way. Yeah? I once had to ask Rabbi Yoshev a question. I had to ask a question which was Pikuach Nefesh Mamish. That means a question of dying. Yeah? So I went to Rabbi Yoshev and I told him it's a question of Pikuach Nefesh. So his face didn't move altogether. It was like he told me, you know, everyone goes to die sometimes, you know, Gesundheit, get sterben, you know. It was like this, nothing, it's a Kurdish. But then, when I said the question, that was very interesting. And so he said the question, like this, and then it has to be like that, and that's the din, and that's the din. That was the answer. When I would go to Rav Shlomo Zalman, ask him the same question, and say, Pikuach Nefesh, what happened? You know, what was he? So those are two different people. Not the one is better than the other, only the one is different than the other. There are different ways to connect the Torah. Yeah? Different ways. For example, you could connect the Torah through Chesed. Vayisarez Avraham Avinu did it, you know. But we deny that. And when you are by a Erushin of a Chavar, and you tell the people that this Chavar is a big Baal Chesed, you have to pay Sheves Ripui Tzar Veboishes to someone. I don't know who, but if there's someone, you have to pay that somewhere, you know, because you are really mevazeh the guy. Because chesed, that's not the important thing. That's not the way to connect to avodah, to Torah, no. That's for noshim uktanim, you know, or not for bnei Torah. I think Avraham Avinu wouldn't find a shidduch these days, you know. Be possible. Because you can't connect to Ketusha with chesed. You have to connect somewhere else. It's nonsense. No, you could connect with chesed. You could connect, everyone can connect with his own way of finding a connection. And you, it's not only a mailer, that's not only something which is a very nice thing to do, the way it sounds. No, it's vital. That means, when you don't do it, you'll be thrown out. Because that's what it means, Ovadot Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha, Obetuv Leivov. Good. But then come two words which have no translation. It says Miroiv Kol. That really doesn't translate. And it's even more than only doesn't translate, it goes, I like two concepts which are contradictory one to the other. Because I know when you come to Parshas Kisovoi, perhaps you forgot about Bereishis. And then you're done Simchas Torah and then you forgot Parshas Kisovoi, you know, and would also know. But when you hold the Sefer Bereishis, then you come to the parasha with Yankov and Esav, and you say, Esav says, Yesh li Rav, and Yankov says, Yesh li Kol. And then you say, yo, those are two entirely diametrically opposed concepts, you know. The one is Rav, and the one is Kol, and Elokorav ze el ze kol alaylo. It's not Shayich Bichlal. There are two different things, you know. A very different approach to everything. Rav and Kol don't go together. And comes the Pasuk and says, I have a tain on you, that you were not Oyvet Hashem, Miroiv Kol. So how do you learn the Pasuk? This I can't ask you, Americans, how do you learn that? You learn it in a very awkward way. without now going into the Rishoni, what they say, but you learn it in a very awkward way. Miroiv kol means by you that you have a lot. What does it mean to have a lot?
Yes.
I have a lot of a Lamborghini, a Maserati, a Bugatti, a Padani, whatever you want, you know. You have all these expensive cars driving around for you, and you have two swimming pools, and one house in Miami for the winter, and one in the winter in Utah to make ski, and you have another house in the north, so the other, and then it's a taina. You didn't work, you didn't do avodas Hashem. No, that's not taina. The Kol HaTorah is full with that. That this lot of Olam Hazeh is disturbing avodah. They're full, you know. The whole Torah is full with that. That a lot of acquaintances. Yeah, you call that like this, sounds like this. When you have a lot of things, no, acquaintance means people, I think. Yeah, as a people say, a lot of things you have. That destroys your avodah Hashem, and suddenly over here it's a taina that you had so many things and you were not avodah Hashem, for sure not. But that's why not, you know. That's why I'm all occupied with mar b'nechosim, mar b'dayik, because I can't be the pshat. That's I don't swallow down. I do not. No, it has to be something else. What is that? So the point of kol is a point which doesn't mean all of the things. It means a central point which is killed the whole thing. That's what kol means. Like when Hillel says, imani kan hakol kan. That means didn't say, imani kan, 200 people are here. He wasn't so in a bad shape, you know. It was only one guy there, one person. But the essence of everything is present. That means hakol. And when you look up in by Avraham Avinu, Hashem Berech Has Avraham Bakol, and you look at the Ramban, that's what he says. It's a little bit, a lot of difficult things mentioned in the Ramban, but that's the essence what he means. That Berech Has Avraham Bakol means that there was a central Nekuda in Kedusha, which Avraham Avinu had with himself, and this connected him to all of the Olam of Kedusha. That one means Kol. Huh? That's what Kol means. And now the Pasuk is very simple. The Pasuk says like this, you were not Oved Hashem B'simcha. Tachas Asher Lo Yavadet Hashem Elokecha B'simcha B'tuv Leivov. And then the Bereolim says, and I gave you 50,000 possibilities to connect. That means Miroiv Kol. There were a lot of such points available, but you can't connect to Torah. That means Miroiv Kol. A ribui from possibilities to connect. And even one of them wasn't good for you. You were thrown out. But there is an abundance of possibilities that is really like Esau. Roiv means without Mahalach. You don't have to go and make a whole philosophical Mahalach in order to... No, just, it's there. Grab it. Take it. It's available. Miroiv kol. There's a ribui of these nekudas you can connect to Torah, and even one of them wasn't good for you. You are thrown out. The Borei Olam doesn't want that. But that's the point. There is a ribui of nekudas. There's a ribui of possibilities to be connected. A real ribui. And we don't get even one of them. And it's even worse than that. We deny that there is a ribui. We think there's only one or two. The way I said beforehand, Chesed is out of the window. And other things are out, you know. You don't see that there are all different ways of connecting to Avodah. No, there's only one or two ways. That is what a Moisset does to the people. That a Moisset wants to sell, that there's only one or two ways there, you know. There's one way, Bekiyas and Iyun, even though you don't know what that means, but never mind. Could be Bekiyas and Iyun. Those are the two ways and that's it. More not. Who told you? There are 100,000 ways of connecting. Because that has to be according to Rabbi Israel. Because when Simcha means your personal connection to Torah, that means your personal connection is different than mine. Because your midas are different than mine. Because you're... So this I don't know anymore. Perhaps today everyone has the same. The Mashgiach once complained of that, and he said, I can't really remember what the young lights speak to me, or who spoke to me. Because not only they all look the same, they all think the same. That it is selek tracht dieselbe zaak. I once wanted to take a DNA of people, you know, perhaps all of Yeshiva Smir has the same DNA, you know. And Yeshiva Sponimesh has one DNA with one twist. And then there are two people, two kutzes there, you know. Oh, this is also, perhaps it's all the same. Perhaps there is only one big monster, which is called Junger Mann. And then everyone comes as a representative from that monster. Could be. I don't know where we are holding. But normally it's not like this. Normally you are different than your neighbor. So when Rabbi Sol says simcha means that you work in accordance, in resonance with your own midas, that has to be that there are different ways of working besimcha. Has to be. Yeah? And by us it's only one. It's only one. Can't be. But that is demand, that's our obligation. When you don't do it, you are thrown out. Now the riddle is a riddle. Yeah, that's a real riddle. It's a riddle. I walk up the wall. I don't know what to do. But I have a partial thing in Rabbi Soil about that, which I think is true by Rabbi Soil, but it doesn't really solve the problem for us. A little bit. We'll speak about that. Again, I'm now not obligated. I can't create a whole mahalach. I want to say important things. I think that's a very important thing, you know. Like that you understand that you are obligated to do that. It's not only a tosefet, it's like a nice thing, and then you find your own way, halavai, and ashrecha v'tevloch. It is a thing which the Boreh Olam says, without that, you are not there. And then the other pasuk is scary, you know. You'll be thrown into golus, and then you'll be berov, ubetzomo, ubeeroim, ubechoyser kol. The Boreh Olam will make it impossible when it takes away this nekuda of chibur. He takes that away. That's oynish. You didn't grab one of them to connect to Torah. The Boreh Olam will make it impossible. That's always mida keneged mida. Choyser kol, you know. He's just take it away. Huh? Okay, that's a very scary thing. We have to work on that. We can't just sit back and say it's only a mile. No, that's a very basic demand or an obligation in Torah when you want like this. Okay? So how do you do that? So I do not know exactly how to do it, but we'll see. There is something there which we can try to do. Rabbi Shoel Michal Yutes says something very surprising. I think there's different parts of this surprise there, but the Mishnah Yutes says like this, it begins like this, that Rabbi Sol says, I am a older man, he was already, I don't know how old, but I'm an older man, and I have a lot of life experience. That's why you do the right thing when you ask me for guidance for you, where is your way to be matzliach in your work. That's what he wants. That you should find the right midas and the right koichas hanefesh to connect to your work. That was it's in the end of Yutes and towards the end of Chav, it says to Feirush. That was the question of Rabbi Yitzhak Peter Boda. He had the question, could you guide me in my avoider, how I have to approach my avoider? And you are right so, Rabbi Saul says, you are right so, because I have a lot of life experience. But then he says, but because that's what it is. It's your personal work. Like we said, it's your personal midas. It's your personal way to do it. I can't answer you. I can't write you. And when I would write to you, then I would destroy you. That's what he says. V'kimat korov lehefset. I would destroy you. Okay, you heard? No, you didn't. Over here first it says that you can't get the hadrocha from a sefer. Okay, that's what it says. The writer? Because Rabbi Sol is better than a Sefer. Yeah? Because he knows Rabbi Tzale. I mean, even though he knows him, but he can't write. I'll destroy you. It's your own thing. Yeah? But then he says, in the end of the letter he says, stay where you are, and I'll come on my way. I'll pass by in your area. We will meet, and then we can discuss together, and then I will be able to help you to find the Nekuda. So what's the difference? Because we pee and we only pick Sovom. What's the difference? In the end he says, I can't write, but I can't speak with you. So you may not, I think it's really a mistake, you cannot learn. It's impossible. That Rabbi Sol means, I am lacking information, and only when I meet you, then I will have the information. You can't learn it like this. Because that makes no sense then, the letter. Because always, when you are lacking information, you can't answer. You can't answer in Baba Basra when it's lacking information, and you can't answer the personal question when there is a lack of information. So whenever Rabbi Sol would say, like we would say this popular psychology, I need to see your body language, because only then I will know you better. So then that means there's a lack of information, then the letter doesn't say anything. Clear? Because then it doesn't say anything. No, it's not a lack of information. It has to be, the Rabbi Sol is not lacking any information over here. That's not the point. But it's lacking of an encounter, of a discussion. So what does that do? You can't write it, because I will destroy you. That's what he says. But when we'll meet, I can tell you. So it's a difference. Through meeting. So the point is exactly like this. You want, when Rabbi Sol writes a letter, he wants to write a conclusion. He wants to write a definite thing. This will destroy you. But when I will meet you, that's what he tells him, in my pockets there is Rov Koyu. There are a lot of nekudis. That's what my life experience gives me. I see you could be matzliach in this way, and I saw you could be matzliach in that way. And I saw that this way has a problem in it, because I saw it through my life. And so this way has a problem with that. I saw it through my life. And there's a third way, a fourth way. I have in my pockets 1,000. That's what the soul says. It could be the Beroyim has 50,000. That means Roif Kol from the Posuk. But the Rabbi Soil has 1,000. And now how does he speak with Rabbi Tzale? So he doesn't speak with Rabbi Tzale that he tells him what to do. Even Baal Peh not. No. He will not tell him what to do. No. But he will discuss with him all these havaminas, all this stodim which he has, this roif kol, which is in his own pocket. He will take it out and they will discuss these things together. And then he'll find one of them which fits him. That's Rabbi Sol. So you see it, Rabbi Sol said, we have to have an encounter. We have to come together. But without that, doesn't work. So this is a very big chidush in our world. Because our world, we want to do it the opposite way around. We only want to have clear guidance. Yeah, clarity of guidance. That's what we want. Clear guidance. And that will destroy us. Because no one can know himself, where is your point of connection? Like, I can't know. It's your own thing. It depends, even when I know you from former years, I can't know now. Because perhaps that changed. And slight of a change in the environment makes a change. We have to leave that thing open for you. But even though Rabbi Soil can be for a big benefit, and only through him you'll get the point. Because he has this Reif Kol. He has these all different kinds of propositions. Perhaps like this, perhaps like that, I know it like this. He knows how life is functioning, because that's what means life experience. And then through the encounter with him, Rabbi Tzale will find the way. So this is an upside down picture of what we do today. You see it? It's an absolutely upside down picture. Because we think that we have to go to someone, and the result was definitely a godel. We have to go to someone, and then we have to get guidance, you know. And that's it. That's wrong. Yeah? That's wrong. I myself face that problem a lot of times, that when I speak to people, I first to tell them, I don't want to be correct. I don't want that. It's not my aim. I don't know you. I can only propose things. I can speak what I feel. But most probably I'm wrong, but never mind. But it is a discussion which makes it. People don't want that. A lot of times I think today, if someone comes to me to speak, once in a while I feel that he comes like, you know, like a genre. as a teenager, you know, I look for a bottle and then you put it in, and then shkoyach, and it goes away. There's no interaction, there's no discussion, there's no to and fro, nothing. It's only asking what can be the eitzah, and then you say something and says, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong, the whole thing. You will not find your way like this. You will not. Because your way is with you. You are right that you have to go to speak to someone which has more of a life experience, for sure. You're right. You have to do it. That's what Rabbi Sol says. We have to meet. And I can be from benefit because I have more life experience than you. That's what he says. That's for sure. But I can't tell you what to do. I can't. Nichayev. We have to discuss that. Because you have to find where is your point. Because that's a personal thing. That's Rabbi Sol. And we lose that. We lose that from all the sides. When we think about our Avodas Hashem and what is the point of connection in our world, we see the point of connection in our world is very much that we think it's only one or two things. Iyun, Bekiyas, whatever you want. So already for Torah itself, there are 48 ways. Yeah, Memches Dvorim Shatoyra Niklis Boem, Noishe Bolim Chaveiroi, Shmiya Zoizen, and all different kind of things. You know, so you have 48 ways of connecting to Torah. Yeah, we don't know them. Yeah, we don't know what that means. We even don't know the price, you know, but we don't know any of them. And we wouldn't believe that that's a way to connect to Torah. But that's Torah. And Avoide, Tachashol, Ovadeto, that means Tfileh, Abenon Chaveiroi, and Achnoe, and whatever it is. So you can connect to these things. But you have to find your own way. Now, Rabbi Sol says that this is a riddle. Because I would want to find a way, how can you do it by yourself? Because it's very uncomfortable that I don't know how to do that, you know. So what shall be the vad over here, you know? That you have to speak to someone. Could be the vad is about speaking to someone. That could be. Now, Vassal said you have to speak to me. So could be you have to speak to someone. And that itself is a thing that you never thought. You know? When you go to speak to someone, it's a very awkward thing. When you go to speak to someone, You think that you tell him your problems and then he has to answer you, or tell him your issue, or you want to ask him, same thing, you know. You want to tell him his shtickle Torah, and then he has to be masking with you or not. Yeah? That's it. But why should he be interested in you? I once asked that question, so be careful when you ask that me. Once someone asked me, I want to learn with you, a sefer. So I told him, it's very flattering for me that you are interested to learn with me. But could you please explain me why I should be interested to learn with you? That's a basic thing in the equation, you know. I have also been interested to learn with you. And then he was all shocked, taken aback, didn't want to do. And then he said something in the line, you know. What did he say? Yosef Masha Ego Reutzalino Gapara Poro Reutzalaonik. So I told him, I am not a cow. I am not. No. Finish King cow. That's not the argument. That's the anilo. Anilo para. You have Chazal say it. Okay, so go to Chazal, not to me, you know. That's not an argument. Why should I be interested? That was from very... you, and you don't get it, that this is the way that you have a du-siach. You have to know that you have to go to the person which is older than you, which is more experienced than you, is perhaps wiser than you, you call that in English, but you have to begin to think, where could be the interest of that person in my life? You just can't go like this. That's a very wrong thing. We are not educated to speak to people. And then we say, there is no one to speak to. Yeah, no! You are no one to be spoken to! Why should you be spoken to? You didn't even think. What do you want? You want that your reality should be influenced by him, by that man. But that means you want to understand how your reality is by him. That is a work for you. It's not only a work for the man, it's a work for you. You have to work on that. We don't know it. We have no clue how to go to speak to a person. That was always the work when I was going to Rav Volbe to speak, was always, every single time I spoke to him, I think so, I don't say that normally, but I think that was every single time, when I spoke to him, I first thought, why should that be interesting for him? And I had to formulate it in a way that it will be interesting for him. And people don't do that. Even to me, I am not godless. People come to me says I have unorganized and then blah 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 blah, and I have to work very hard basically to understand what he says, but that he should think about me, no, that's your obligation. And I don't take money, okay? When I would take money, that's a different thing, because I'm interested for the money, you know. So when you want that, I know I won't do it. I will never do it. Please, never. I won't do that. But no. But why should I be interested in you? Because then you have another. People told me that you will have a Talmud. They are on the wrong page. You know, when you know me, I am not wanting to have a Talmud. Halavai, I should have something to sell, and then I would have Talmudim. But I should have Talmudim. Wow, I have a Talmud. That's you're on the wrong side. You know, it's the wrong person. You bark up the wrong tree. No. I don't want Talmud, you know. I am not a cow either, you know. So I finish. Next is richtig. But I have to be interested in you. You don't come like this. You don't think even. It doesn't cross your mind. Yeah? And that's why you can't speak to a person. But that's the way you afterwards. That's what makes you grow. That would make you a bigger person. That would make your own life in another context. And you would be able to find a nekuda where you connect to Torah through the discussion with a person, with a bigger person, because he has life experience and he's interested in this sugya, and he will speak with you whatever has to be spoken with you. It could be that we have to go and work on that point. That could be. I would want to work on the point, how do you find this nekuda? Because that's very relevant to me. Because of tshuva, which will come up, you know, by tshuva, you have to understand that when you will be thrown out because of that, you have to be chayzer tshuva. Clear? Yeah? And the Bnei Rosh Hashanah says, that's the nekuda, you'll be thrown out. Then that means you have to make tshuva on that when you don't have it. Clear? So the erste sach, you know, when that's the reason to be thrown out, that's what you have to be attacking. And I don't know how to do it, you know. I'm like walking up or running on into the wall. I don't know what to do. So I would be more interested when I would have a solution for the problem. In time I have only Rabbi Sol. But the Pshat in Rabbi Sol was the only Pshat I could think. I am not sure. But the Rabbi Sol is a very closed Mikhtav. He only says, I can't write you a definite thing, that's what he says. But when you come and discuss it with me, we'll be able to discuss the thing and we'll find a way. So, enough Kamina, writing or discussing. So I had no other choice than to say what I told you. Could be you have a different, but it can't be. Don't come to me and tell me it's a lack of information, because then the letter is nonsense. Then the letter is a nonsense letter, because always when the information is lacking, then you can't answer. So that can't be what the letter tells you. Yeah? That can't be what Rabbi Sol wanted to tell you. Now, clear? It's not a lack of information, it's a lack of a quality. What is that quality of speaking, you know, when it's not information? So the only thing I found was this one. That the one which speaks to Rabbi Tzale, he doesn't come with a conclusion. He comes with a lot of studying, with Havamines, with Roif Kol, a lot of points you could connect. And then we sort that out and we'll find one together. Yeah? We'll speak together, find together, because that is my life experience, will help you for that. That's what Rabbi Sol says. Okay? So that was for today. I think the speaking with a big person is a very basic thing. You have to learn that. Perhaps I'll speak next week about that. Perhaps I'll go further on with a problem or with a solution, hopefully, about how to find your passion, how to find your own connection point, your simcha. I don't know. Speaking intelligent things and hashkofes and things, this perhaps I could do. I don't know. I never tried it. Perhaps I could do that, but it doesn't make sense because you have to solve the problem. Okay? There is a problem. There is a burning problem. Rabim Chalolim Yipilu, you know that. A lot of Pochim are leaving Yeshiva and leaving Avodah because they didn't find that. But it's not their fault. It's our fault that we don't educate towards that. We educate only that you are yeshivish when you have A and B, and that's it. And then you fall off and say, oh, you see, not shayach to Olam HaYeshivas. No, I am not shayach to Chinuch. Not he is not shayach to Olam HaYeshivas. I am the one which pushed him out. Because I didn't present in front of him the possibility to connect. And there is an abundance of possibilities. An abundance. But how do you do that? That's the question, that's the riddle. Okay? So Rabbi Saul solved it with himself. I can't do it. I don't know how to do these things. I only see by Rabbi Saul that he did it. And another Hadroch I don't have yet. So it's like in the middle. But I think there are important things to speak about. Atka.